Unit 2. Traveling the Silk Road.
Before the year 200 BC, the regions of the Far East and the Mediterranean knew nothing of each other. That situation changed with the establishment of the Silk Road, a network of trade routes that linked East Asia with the Western world. The Silk Road stretched for 7,000 kilometers, 4,300 miles, from the east of China to the European cities around the Western Mediterranean and south to parts of South Asia and Northeast Africa. It remained in use until around the 14th century. The Silk Road is often referred to as the longest highway in history, as it passed through what today are 18 different countries. Many commodities, such as gold, ivory, exotic animals, and plants were traded along the network, although the most important product was silk. Chinese artisans were the only people who knew how to make silk, and they guarded their secret tightly for many centuries in order to ensure a monopoly on the highly sought-after luxury item. Porcelain was another item in high demand that was unique to China, and other popular products like horses, spices, fruit, tea and fur were traded to and from all corners of the route. These were usually transported in large camel caravans, and it could take several years for a single item to make it from one end of the route to the other. The Silk Road brought as many dangers as it brought treasures, however. Travelers of the trade route had to pass through barren deserts, where they were confronted with harsh temperatures and violent sandstorms. Other sections of the Silk Road weaved through tall, snowy mountains, which could make people sick from a lack of water or the high altitude, among other things. In addition, bandits made a living stealing precious cargo from the camel caravans that traveled the Silk Road. The different kingdoms along the route also liked to tax merchants for passing through their territory. Faced with all these dangers and hardships, few merchants traveled the entire route. Most chose instead to cover only a few hundred miles of it. Then they would sell their goods to another merchant who would transport them an additional 100 miles, and so on. The importance of the Silk Road for worldwide trade continued for more than 1,000 years. Eventually, both Europeans and Asians developed more reliable ocean vessels. Sea routes cut down on both the cost and time it took to transport goods between continents. However, the Silk Road left a lasting impact, as it was not only used to trade products, but also ideas. Camel caravans brought various religions, customs, and beliefs along with their goods. In other words, the Silk Road was the first known instance of a global cultural exchange.